Now to our final batch of stories. Christmas raiders spoil a church's display. Pioneering research tool now being used by UEA scientists and a duo are creating 280 Christmas hampers for children in a deprived area of Norwich.
Christmas decorations worth more than £500 have been stolen from the entrance to a city church by heartless thieves. Pastor Joe Thorne at Alive Church has been left devastated after two large nutcracker statues were ripped from outside the site's Santa's Grotto. Two men driving a black Audi A3 were caught on CCTV destroying the chains attached to the statues using a pair of bolt cutters at the site in Nelson Street. The decorations, which were a part of a larger display created by volunteers, each cost about £250 and were paid for by a member of the community using their inheritance. Ms. Thorne said, "We're gutted, absolutely devastated." The volunteer who paid for the decorations said, "I am saddened by the sheer disregard for decency that these men have shown. The statues would have been the first decorations children could admire before meeting Father Christmas at the Alive Christmas Experience event on Sunday, December the 21st. The display took our volunteers 2 weeks to build," Miss Thorne added. "They were bought to be a display piece we would use year on year." The site, a centrepiece to the community, also hosts an annual toy appeal, which helps parents by providing children with gifts.
A former charity shop in the city centre is set to be given a new lease of life. Tom Cross has applied for the site of the former British Red Cross store in St Benedict Street, a conservation area in Norwich, to have an extensive refurbishment to its shopfront. British Red Cross relocated from 88 St Benedict Street to 82 earlier this year after plans submitted to the Norwich City Council in April were given the go-ahead. The design statement, prepared by Plans and Building Design Norfolk Limited, reveal that new guttering and remedial work will be carried out if plans are approved. The commercial property, currently vacant, will also have its doors and windows, which are currently in a very poor state, replaced.
A pioneering research tool created by a Suffolk firm is being used by top scientists at the University of East Anglia, UEA. Bury St Edmunds-based Vapotech, which manufactures laboratory-scale flow chemistry instruments, has installed its pioneering peptide builder system at the University of East Anglia in Norwich. Peptides are the building blocks for proteins and send messages through the body to tell cells what to do, such as to heal or repair themselves. The system at the UEA is the result of years of research and development in close liaison with peptide scientists around the world. The research could help unlock new anti-cancer, antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory therapies. "We're excited to support UEA as they begin this next phase of peptide synthesis research," said Dr. Nunno.
The City Hall has voted to support granting a much-loved river legal rights in a bid to help protect its future. Councillors voted unanimously to support a motion tabled by Green Party group leader Lucy Galvin for the River Wensum to be granted special status. Her proposal aimed to establish fundamental rights for the waterway, which is one of just 200 rare chalk streams in the world, as part of a growing global movement. It calls for all rivers to be granted the right to flow and be free from pollution. But while there was strong support for improving the health of the river, which has suffered from over-abstraction and pollution, Labour councillors disagreed on whether rights should be granted to a non-human entity. City Hall agreed to put pressure on the Environment Agency by highlighting the concerns about the poor ecological and chemical health of the Wensum.
Two people from Norwich are hoping to create some Christmas magic for children in one of the most deprived areas of the country. Lewis Wardale and Annie Jennings are working together to raise money for the children at West Earlham Infant and Nursery School. The funds will be used to create 280 hampers so that every child has something for Christmas. Only 4% of neighbourhoods in England are more deprived than the area where the school is based, according to government statistics. The hampers will include items such as toys, colouring books, hygiene products, and beanie hats. To raise money for the hampers, Lewis ran 80 miles from Hull to Filey in Yorkshire in collaboration with his brand Good Souls, and Annie is cycling 300 kilometres in 30 days. They have already raised more than £3,000 and are encouraging people to donate to their GoFundMe pages before December the 10th. People can also help with the project by donating items at drop-off points listed on the Good Souls Instagram page, as well as buying merchandise from the brand.
That's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team, to sound recordist Catherine Rose and editor Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the November edition of Chatterbox Just Talk. So it's goodbye from me, Matthew Tucker.
And from me, Carolyn Sayer. Goodbye.